right, good morning. First thoughts, 31 degrees, freeze warning in effect until 8 this morning in the Chippewa Valley. All right, this morning, first thoughts. We're into May a little bit, but just to get you an overview on May, what May has for us. How many graduation invitations have you received already? I've got a couple. One of the folks here at our Wibwogo, Carter Jaeger, graduating from high school, and it's been great to work with him. So, and then another one I got handed to me pretty early for a young man at church. So I think his is like May 29th. Carter's, I think, a little earlier. So those are a couple. And so, yeah, they pop up each and every year, those graduations, right? We got high school and college. We've already had the Kentucky Derby. And I don't know, this whole Met Gala. God, I was asking my wife, like, what's this all about? And I don't know. It was apparently on Sunday. People just dressing up to the nines. And but, yeah, yesterday, Cinco de Mayo. Mother's Day is on Sunday. The Cannes Film Festival starts May 12th. It runs all the way through May 23rd. So that is one long film festival. But maybe the best known in the world. The World Championship Barbecue Cooking Contest in Memphis is May 13th through the 16th. The Academy of Country Music Awards coming up on May 17th. The 61st annual. The last episode of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert arrives 2 weeks from tomorrow on a Thursday night. It's all done for him on CBS, but he's got other plans, kind of working on another Lord of the Rings movie script with director Peter Jackson and his son, I think. Indianapolis 500 and the Monaco Grand Prix are both May 24th. Memorial Day is Monday, May 25th. And the American Music Awards the same day. Okay. Also, today in history, this is the day in 1862, poet Henry David Thoreau died at the age of 44. Walden's Pond, right? 1889, the Eiffel Tower was dedicated at the Universal Exposition in Paris, France. And on this day in 1937, the German airship, the Hindenburg, burst into flames and was destroyed in approximately 30 to 40 seconds while attempting to moor at the Lakehurst Naval Air Station in New Jersey. Reporter Herb Morrison was on the scene.
It's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the frame is crashing to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. Oh, the humanity and all the passengers.
Very famous line, "Oh, the humanity," Herb Morrison, May 6, 1937. Almost the 90th anniversary, 89th. The disaster resulted in 36 fatalities, 13 passengers, 22 crew, and a ground crew out of the 97 people on board. And finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for May 6th. Today, Bob calls it, fear calls out our doubts, God calls out our names. Matthew 14, 28 and 29 says, "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Bob Goff says, "A quick boat ride away from our lodge in Canada, there's a hidden cove with a magnificent waterfall. Hardly anyone knows about it, so when I go, it feels like it's all mine, like God made a water park just for me. My friend Don and I made a trip to the cove years ago." I think Donald Miller, who wrote Blue Like Jazz. He says, "Don and I waded over to the waterfall, and he stepped through the fall and stood next to the rocks while I stayed on the outside. Don was yelling my name, 'Bob, come through. You'll make it. I'm just on the other side. Come on, Bob.' I could barely hear him as the water crashed between us, but his voice was an invitation that demanded a response. It wasn't mere agreement he was looking for. It was actually me taking a step forward." Goff says, "Despite my fear, I shuffled forward as the freezing water forced down on me. It felt like a long way, but it really wasn't. After a few steps, I joined Don on the other side. It was the best version of a baptism you can imagine. Looking out toward the cove from behind the waterfall, I understood a little better about the time Jesus walked on water and invited Peter to join him. Jesus wasn't looking for agreement or affirmation that this would be a great idea for someone else to do. Jesus wanted Peter to take a step. Sometimes God asks us to step out or through. We don't know what we'll see until we go through the deluge. It's scary to step into the unknown, but it's also where we find Jesus, and wherever we find Jesus, we find life. Fear calls out our doubts. God calls out our names. When you hear Jesus calling your name, there's only one way to respond. Take a step." Today's question, what's your next step? What's been holding you back? Win It Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show, and what a great prize.
Yes, indeed. We're carrying over Tuesday Trivia, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. The question, if you're average, you'll do this over 20 times per day. If you're average, you'll do what over 20 times every day? The prize, worth $47.99. It's a 12-inch hanging floral basket, courtesy of Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake. Find them across from Turtleback Golf Course. What will you do over 20 times per day if you're average? Call us, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. If you're average, if you're typical, you will do this. Do what over 20 times per day? 715-723-2555. A lot of great guesses yesterday, Halvo, and maybe we'll get a winner even right away here this morning.
It's puzzling, right? Because people are going scratching their heads going, you know, if I do this more than 20 times a day, what is it? Why can't I think of it?
That actually was one of the guesses. Scratching your head. If you're average, you'll do what over 20 times per day? Incorrect guesses include touching your nose, blowing your nose, touching your face, passing gas, climbing the stairs, picking up your phone, looking in the mirror, sitting down, thinking about bills, opening a door, yawning, drinking something, talking on the phone, looking at the clock, opening the fridge, checking your phone, washing your hands, scratching your head, complaining, using the bathroom, or smiling. If you're average, you'll do what over 20 times per day? It doesn't mean that any of those wouldn't be true. It's just not the answer that we are looking for. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win that beautiful hanging floral basket from Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake. Maybe that's for you. Maybe you want to pass it on as a gift to someone else. Mother's Day is Sunday. We've heard from Menominee, Halley, Fall Creek, Rice Lake, Weyerhaeuser, Chippewa Falls, Withy, Eau Claire, Altoona, and Stanley. Where will we hear from today? If you're average, if you're typical, you will do what over 20 times per day? 715-723-2555, 723-2555.
Is everybody all guessed out? Are they just waiting for the clue after 745 or what?
We still make you wait another 25-ish minutes before a clue. So who wants to guess and try and get in before then? If you are average, if you're typical, you'll do what over 20 times per day? 715-723-2555. Let's go right to the phones here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Ladysmith.
Hi, Julie.
What do you think?
I'm going to guess checking your watch.
You know, checking your watch.
The time. Mm-hmm.
That could be. Is it what we are looking for? It's not.
Sorry,
good
Julie.
Guess, Julie. Appreciate the call. And yeah, plausible. Certainly.
Yep.
If you have a watch, you're probably going to check it a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, it's a great guess.
Not it. 715-723-2555. What will you do on average over 20 times per day if you're typical? 715-723-2555. The average person will do what over 20 times per day? Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. My name is Ashley, and I'm calling from Thorpe. And I am guessing saying the word
Saying the word I feel like if you're on the radio, you do that way more than 20 times. Ashley, is it saying the word It is not, but a good guess. Always good to hear from Thorpe. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a gorgeous 12-inch hanging floral basket from Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake, worth nearly $50, $47.99, and we give it to you for free, courtesy of Blue View Greenhouse, if you get this right. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
William from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, William, go ahead.
Forget what you're doing.
Forget what you're doing.
Huh.
Possible. Over 20 times per day, the older you get,
yeah,
probably the
that's
more
for
that
sure.
number increases. William? Not it, but thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Time for a couple more. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Hi, Vicky.
Go ahead, Vicky.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. That was guessed yesterday.
Yep.
You have a backup guess.
Oh, I missed that.
Anything else?
Can't think of anything off the top of my head.
That's a
no
tough
problem.
One.
All right. We'll still do two more calls here. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Tom Marshall Gilman.
Tom from Gilman, home of the Pirates. What do you think?
Drink.
Drink. I think we've had drinking something. Do you have a backup guess, Tom?
No.
No? All right. No problem.
No backup guesses.
All right. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Stephanie from Barron. Is it Lick Your Lips?
Is it Lick Your Lips? That has not been guessed yet. Is it Lick Your Lips if you're average?
I was doing that simultaneously with her saying that. Wow.
If you're average, you'll do this over 20 times per day. Is that it? No. All right. We will stay true to our word. We said two more guesses, and we had two say, you know, don't have a backup guess. So you are the last guess. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
William from Triple Falls.
All right, William.
Go ahead. Fire away, William.
drinking water.
Drinking water. So we had drinking something. He's saying drinking water specifically.
Yeah, specifically.
Is it drinking water over 20 times per day would be good for us?
Sorry.
But not it. All right. Thank you so much, William, and everybody else who's called. 20-ish minutes. Give us 20-ish minutes after 7:45. We will come back. We'll give you another shot at winning this hanging floral basket. And we will give you a clue as well. We've just got to put our heads together and figure out what that clue is going to be. Hava's usually way better at coming up with those.
Win it Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show, and it's clue time.
It is indeed. So this is the question we have been working on for a chance to win a floral basket worth $47.99, 12-inch hanging floral basket from Blueview Greenhouse across from Turtleback Golf Course in Rice Lake. The question we've been working on since yesterday at this time was this. If you're average, you'll do what over 20 times per day? If you're average, if you're typical, you'll do this over 20 times per day. Lots of great, reasonable, plausible guesses, but none have been correct. So now it's time to give a clue and get you hunting in the right direction, Hava.
All right. And I'm going to give it in two words. Think verbal. Think verbal.
Think verbal. If you're average, you'll do what? Do this over 20 times per day. Think verbal. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. What do we do over 20 times per day? Think verbal. 715-723-2555. Call in for your chance to win that basket, that hanging floral basket valued at $47.99 from Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Gloria from Barron.
Hey, Gloria, what do you think?
I'm sorry.
What do you think? What's your guess?
I think it's I'm sorry.
I was like, oh, I thought I spoke up loud enough. Oh, that's
Caleb was playing along with it there.
I wish that would be correct because that was clever, Gloria. But it's not what we're looking for. Thank you for the call from Barron.
But I think you just made the best of the week. So, all right.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking maybe we say something out loud to ourselves.
Say something. Sure. Okay, kind of talking to ourselves.
Okay, over 20 times a day. Could that be it?
Not it, but thank you. If you're average, you'll do what? Do this over 20 times per day, and our clue is think verbal. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Jennifer from Altoona.
Hi, Jennifer.
Jennifer, what do you think?
Hi.
Is it saying?
That actually was guessed last time, so I'll give you a bonus guess.
Ashley and Thorpe guessed that.
How about like?
I am guilty of that. Probably guilty of both of those. Saying like 20 times or more per day, but not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555. I'm going to be really self-conscious by the end of this, probably. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Lindsay from Fall Creek.
Hey, Lindsay, what do you think?
Is it I love you?
Saying I love you over 20 times per day.
That would be great if it was.
Can't say that enough, right? Is that it?
Not what we're looking for.
Not it. Thank you, Lindsay. 715-723-2555. Okay. Lots of people with guesses. Good morning. Win It Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show in WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Bruce from Thorpe.
Hey, Bruce.
What do you think?
Texting.
Texting.
All right.
I think, did we have texting yesterday? No, we didn't. All right. So is it texting?
Sorry, Bruce.
It's not. Again, think verbal. 715-723-2555. If you're average, you'll do what? Over 20 times per day.
Can just feel the heated competition all across Western Wisconsin for this hanging basket from Blueview.
But we only have three guesses left this hour. Good morning. You are guest number one. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron from Colfax.
Hey, Ron.
Ron, go ahead.
Excuse me?
Saying excuse me. Can I just sneak by you? If you're average, you'll do this over 20 times per day. Excusing yourself? Ron. Good guess.
Could have played along with Ron like we did with Gloria.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Rice Lake.
Go ahead, Julie.
Is it singing a jingle?
Singing a jingle. Would you like to sing us a jingle?
I would not.
Okay. I don't know. The economy furniture one's pretty catchy, but it is not singing a jingle. Thank you, Julie. All right. Final guess this hour. You guys are doing a good job with the clue, but we haven't got it yet. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Rick. I'm calling from La Crosse.
Rick from La Crosse. Good to hear from the Cooley region. What do you think, sir?
The kids and I think someone's going to complain.
Someone's complaining. That was guest yesterday.
Yeah, that was
so
guest.
Do you guys have a backup guest?
Think verbal.
Thank you.
Do you have a backup guest?
These young kids like to say the word like a lot. How about that?
That was just guest a short time ago.
Guest too. All right. Thank you for the call. Right. Appreciate it. All right. Well, I guess technically we got to give someone one more guess. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lindsay from Fall Creek.
Lindsay, you're the last one. What do you think?
Is it saying please?
Is it saying please? If you're average, you'll do this over 20 times per day, saying please?
I ever emphasize that as a dad, I'll tell you.
But not it. But thank you all for the great guesses. I guess we'll give you another clue next hour, and we'll see. I have a pretty good feeling that we're going to get this solved.
Win it Wednesday on the Wake Up Show, and we are ready to give away a Blue View hanging basket, a beautiful hanging basket from Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake.
So, we want to give you a clue that hopefully will just get us a winner right here, right now. 715-723-2555. The question we've been working on since around 7:45 yesterday is this. If you're average, you'll do this over 20 times per day. If you're typical, you'll do what over 20 times per day? We start stacking clues now, and we've got a good feeling about getting a winner here, Havel.
We do. So, you guys had a lot of great guesses, and then we gave you a clue last time to try to zero in on this, and that is think verbal, and Caleb's got another clue.
If you're average, you'll do what over 20 times per day? Think verbal, think toddler.
Okay.
Think toddler. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Elise from Rice Lake.
What do you think?
Making a mess.
Making a mess. If you're average, you'll do this over 20 times per day. Think verbal, think toddler. The clues, is it making a mess?
Sorry, Elise.
Thank you, Elise. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Liz from Rice Lake.
Liz, two in a row from Rice Lake, home of Blue View Greenhouse. Yeah. What do you think, Liz?
Asking for help.
Asking for help. If you're average, you'll do this over 20 times per day. We said think verbal, think toddler. Is it asking for help?
Sorry, Liz.
Not it. Thank you. Call us back.
723-2555. You guys had a lot of great guesses. We've given you clues. Think verbal and more specifically, think toddler. Put those together. What did it come up with?
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Tina from Chippewa.
Tina from Chippewa, what do you think?
Is it saying no?
Is it saying no? If you're average, you'll do this over 20 times per day. Is it saying no? Yes, it is!
You're going to Blue View Greenhouse and pick up your hanging basket. Congratulations.
Yes, so it's not just toddlers that say no. And if you're typical, if you're average, you'll do this over 20 times per day. I think it's like 22 times per day on average. I'm not sure who followed behind someone and just saw how many times they said no, but...
Please track all your no's today.
Tina, we're going to give you a free 12-inch hanging floral basket from Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake. How about that?
That's great. Thank you so much.
You bet. Hang on the line. How we'll get your information, and we will send it over to Blue View Greenhouse so you can pick that up. Yes, we say no over 20 times per day, but this song is When I Say Yes, Jason Gray. It's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Great to be with you on this Win It Wednesday morning.
I heard you call me as a teenager. I could tell you were a game changer. I raised my hand, finally said amen. There's a new page turned. Got me thinking how if we broke it down, maybe we could say. In the end, all it really takes is a holy spark, yes, in our heart for a soul to be saved. Funny how a simple word opens up a whole new world. You open up a whole new world.
Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family, and we've got Mother's Day on Sunday, so thinking about things along those lines, how would life be different if kids made the rules?
If kids were in charge, how would life be different? For instance, vacations would be all based on whether a hotel has a pool.
Yeah, they sure would.
Can confirm.
Yeah, another way that life would be different if kids made the rules is main food groups would be things like fruit snacks, popsicles, and chicken nuggets.
All delicious. How would life be different if kids made the rules? Footwear would be banned because it's just a prison for your feet.
Yeah. Another way that life would be different if kids made the rules. Everyone has the right to fall asleep anywhere, anytime.
I'm in favor of that. Mm. How would life be different if kids made the rules here on the WIB Wake Up Show? Judicial systems are replaced by rock, paper, scissors. Best of three.
Another way life might be different if kids made the rules, I think one of our former presidents might agree, broccoli is legally classified as a choking hazard and banned nationwide.
I do like broccoli, but chop it up into the smaller pieces. How about this? Bathing is an optional hobby rather than a hygiene requirement.
I can see kids imposing that. Another way life would be different if kids made the rules, architecture must prioritize blanket forts over structural integrity.
Blanket, couch, cushions, pillows, etc. How would life be different if kids made the rules? Two more. Currency is replaced by a complex trade network of Legos.
Yeah. Look out for those when you're walking through the house. And finally, kids made the rules. Public transportation would be strictly limited to scooters and piggyback rides.
That would make the commute a lot more interesting. How would life be different if kids made the rules?